Hi, I'm James Schilling Law. I'm here back in Las Vegas with a familiar face. We've done a video with him before. Donald Contorsi, who is the owner and head and impresario of Lip Smacking Foodie Tours Las Vegas. Now, we've been with Don before on a downtown tour, and he's got a whole lot of more product now, and we're going to find out all about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Donald, first of all, it's great to be here. We're actually in Javier's in Aria, which is a little different for you, because last time we were downtown in kind of the cool, hip, new area of Las Vegas, downtown Las Vegas. But talk a little bit about, first of all, tell us a little bit about what Lip Smacking Foodie Tours is.
So Lip Smacking Foodie Tours, every day we offer dining experiences for lunch or dinner. We'll take you to four of the best restaurants in Las Vegas, whether it's downtown or on the Strip, completely different experiences. We even have them at the optional helicopter flight over the Strip afterwards.
That's not too bad.
Oh yeah, you know, Vegas, we got to do these sorts of experiences. And they're all commissionable for travel advisors. And as you know, people have to come to Vegas. They're almost overwhelmed with all the different restaurant options. So we make it easy. We walk you right in. You get a tasting menu from each restaurant, what they're known for, so a nice variety. Vegan, gluten-free, any sort of accommodations we're happy to take care of. A lot of times the chefs will come out. It's an elevated dining experience with the VIP treatment and the best restaurants in Las Vegas, and they take about 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah, no, it was great, and I've done the downtown Vegas twice, actually. A little variation on it, and you do get a great tour of downtown Las Vegas, which is really culturally interesting right now. It's one of the most fascinating, the hottest places in Vegas right now, but you're branching out now, and in fact we're going to try a tour today that's a little different for you. We're back on the Strip, and we're going to do, tell us a little bit about the tour that I'm going to be doing in a little while.
So we started something new. We have a sister company. It's called Finger Licking Foodie Tours, and these are self-guided food tours. It's exclusive to you, your invited party, minimum of 2 guests. You could book any time of day. You tell us when you'd like to go, and we set you up with all the restaurants. You check in with the host under your name. They seat you right away, which is great at a time like this because the restaurants are half capacity, so you need to make reservations. As soon as you get seated, they'll push your food up to the front. You get your food shortly thereafter, hot, fresh, all the highlights, and then you get to the next restaurant within walking distance. So it's perfect for travelers who maybe don't want to group with others, whether it's for social distancing or maybe they're just wanting to do something on their own. You know, some millennial travelers we've seen to see people that, you know, want to go on their own. And this one that you're going to be experiencing is all within Aria Resort and Casino. So we're talking about three of the top restaurants: Ketch, Carbone, Bardot. When Bardot is not open, we'll visit John George Steakhouse. It's a phenomenal experience.
And I hear you have other ones, other resorts too. Somebody said you do Cosmopolitan, things like that. Right?
Yes, the Cosmopolitan is a combination between Aria Resort and Casino, and then we walk over to the Cosmopolitan. It's one experience with a tour guide. So you'll visit a couple of restaurants here at the Aria, Javier's being one of them, where we're in the private dining room. Well, as the tour guide escorts you through, tell you about Las Vegas, some of the art. I like to call it dinner and a show. Right. And as far as the self-guided, we do have the one here at Aria. We also have the one in downtown, another part of downtown called the Arts District. Okay. These are really local hot spots. And then we have one that is amazing over in Chinatown.
I was going to ask you about that because I remember when that came out. Talk us a little bit about that because it's Chinatown. Who knew Vegas had a Chinatown? Well, almost every community in America does, I guess. But and it's not necessarily just Asian food, right?
Exactly. So a lot of more people are referring to it more as Spring Mountain Road because it is so diverse and multicultural. We're talking modern Spanish, French, modern American, Thai restaurant, just places that you would have no idea. They're hidden in strip malls and plazas, but once you step foot and walk through those doors, you're immersed in a whole different ambiance. They're doing a neighborhood hospitality. All the restaurants are owned by chefs who used to work on the Strip. They're providing these high quality experiences very close to the Strip. It's about a 5-minute drive.
Okay, so it's very easy to get to. So you keep expanding, so you keep on thinking of new stuff, right?
Oh yeah, we get a lot of repeat guests. Every time time they come out, well, they have to eat, and they're like, well, Donald, where are you going to take us next? And, of course, the restaurants that they visited were fantastic, but they want to try some new ones. And so it's been amazing to showcase Las Vegas, especially at a time when we are a little bit limited on things to do and attractions. We wanted to come up with a socially distanced experience that travel advisors could book for their clients, and everybody wins.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about how you as a company pivoted during this period, because I was very impressed. I mean, I was here a few weeks ago and I said, oh yeah, you're still running, you're still going. And what have you had to do during this period? Obviously, you've created some new products, right?
We have. We still offer the guided experiences where you go as a group and you meet others. And it's been quite popular with the visitors coming to Las Vegas. They want to socialize, get out and travel. And so we still host those every day. We offer the option for a private tour with a guide, but during the quarantine is when we came up with this self-guided food tour.
And helicopter too.
Well, we've been doing the helicopter.
That's right, you did have the helicopter, but that can be added.
You got it. Oh yeah, and it's quite popular because it's only an extra $100. They'll pick you up after the food tour. They'll take you over to the terminal for the champagne toast, fly you over the strip, see everything, 12 to 15 minute flight, and then they'll even take you back to your resort if you're staying on the strip, all for an extra $100. You may as well.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal. Plus you get all that food too.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're going to be full. It's a variety, 3 to 4 dishes from each restaurant. Just in case maybe you're particular, there's something for everybody. And by the end, dessert and optional beverage packet, it's the works.
Well, I know I've experienced two of your downtown one, and I was very full at the end. It was wonderful. A great, great, great tour. This was the escorted group tour, but now we're going to take a look at this kind of self-guided tour, which I'm very eager to see.
And the ones downtown, well, all of the self-guided, actually, when you get your email confirmation, it has all the information that you'll need, as well as a link to a virtual guide. You don't have to download the app. As long as you have internet access, you click the link. A virtual guide tells you all about each restaurant. There's a voiceover. It's done really well, why you're going there, what makes it so special as far as the awards they've won, and a map that'll actually pinpoint where you're at so you won't get lost. There's GPS, and a track tells you right to get to the next restaurant. All the restaurants are welcoming you with open arms. As soon as you say you're on the foodie tour, they roll that red carpet right out for you.
Well, we're looking forward to today, and I keep waiting to hear from when I come back next year. You're going to have some other new product, I'm sure, because it's a great way. Who knew Vegas was just such a foodie destination? You've actually introduced it to me as a foodie destination, and there's a lot of things to do here.
It's a pleasure. There's so many restaurants. When people travel, a lot of people experience the destination through the food. That's a lot of entertainment for some folks, and it could be overwhelming, and I am just the messenger. You know, I know the great, fantastic restaurants. I have guests that are looking for a great experience, and I just bring the two together, and we're all, it's amazing for all of us.
Anything else you want to tell our 100,000 travel advisors out there?
Check us out on our website. If you're looking for the guided experiences that we've been hosting for the past 5 years, it's lipsmackingfoodietours.com. And our new socially distanced private tours that are available throughout the entire day, you'll find over at fingerlickingfoodietours.com. And just make sure you tell your clients to come hungry.
I reminded myself of that this time. I have not eaten all day, so I should be good. I had a couple of donuts this morning, but nothing since. So I should be ready. I'm primed.
Wonderful. We're looking forward to having you.
Don, it's great to see you again. Again, good luck with the company. You've done a great job through all this pandemic.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and thanks for all your continued support.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.